A little school makes a lot of noise. You make the grounding call and improving communication. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. One of the great things that school sports does locally is involve so many kids for such a small investment. And that investment is paying off big time at Leland High School, where participation in just two fall sports involves half of the student population. The Comets are making a lot of noise in girls volleyball and boys soccer again this year, ranked third in each of the respective coaches' polls. The volleyball team is a traditional powerhouse and has reloaded after a second-place finish in Class D a year ago. Here's senior All-State center Ava Grobel.
I didn't know what to expect because we had lost our libero, our setter, and just a huge part of our team, all last year's seniors. But we all want a state championship so badly, and we have really worked so hard together, and I think we're working really well together.
The Comets knocked off a pretty good Calumet team last weekend to win the Sutton's Bay Invitational. The soccer team was unbeaten during the month of September, with great balance across the board and a tough senior stopper in Clark Morgan, who talked about the great participation numbers in the program.
So it's really cool because, I mean, our high school's, it's so small that you see everyone in class and you go around in school and then you go to soccer practice and it's all the same people and you have a really good bond and a good connection.
The Comets dropped a 3-0 decision to 5th-ranked Muskegon Western Michigan Christian last week, but looks forward to the potential rematch when the MHSAA tournament begins next week. You can read Denny Chase's article on Leland High School on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Caledonia quarterback Tanner Christian, who ran for 302 yards and 3 touchdowns in a football win over Grand Rapids Christian, and the Lansing Catholic boys and girls cross-country teams, which swept Division III honors at the always tough Portage Invitational last Saturday. Breakfast really is the most important meal of the day. Break the fast before a strenuous workout. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you love me?
When a child is abducted, the first 24 hours is critical. The Michigan Amber Alert Program helps get the word out fast, and that can make all the difference.
Will you care for me?
All you have to do to help is check the box on your state income tax form to make a small donation that could save a child's life.
Will you help? Check the box.
This message is sponsored by the Michigan Amber Alert Foundation and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Play ball, play ball, play ball.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment will help you better understand the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
The quarterback is rolling out wide toward the sideline and is being chased by two large defenders. To avoid a certain sack, the quarterback throws the ball away deep downfield where no offensive receiver is even in the same zip code where the ball hits the ground. What's the call? Under high school rules, this is intentional grounding, as there always has to be a receiver in the general area of the pass. At the college and pro levels, there would be no foul, as all the quarterback has to do is throw the ball away beyond the line of scrimmage if that quarterback has been outside of the tackle box during the play. When you're at your next high school game, know this important rule difference when it comes to intentional grounding.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. A number of years ago, the Basketball Coaches Association of Michigan launched an effort to improve communication between coaches and officials, something that has paid great dividends over the years. Its Basketball Officials and Coaches Communication Committee meets 3 times annually to explore ways to improve relationships and sportsmanship at games. The efforts over time have included promotional videos, the latest version of which can be viewed on the MHSAA sports page on YouTube. Sportsmanship is an ongoing process. It's always a tough hill to climb. And while ejections of coaches and players are actually up over the past 2 years in girls and boys basketball, I know we can count on BCAM's continued hard work in this area, and that association is to be applauded for being a leader in these efforts. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.